Sometimes we all just take the clock and just throw it away. I didn't even really get to my first point, but I did get started. How do we overcome that? See, in the name of Jesus, there's nothing that name can't do, won't do. But you got to receive it. You know, if I can bring to you, to your house, and to you, new furniture, new clothes, and a bunch of money, a new car, and all of that, and you sit there and look at me and say, I ain't want that. I can't make you take it. I have to take it back and do something else. Well, God have provided for you a life that you can't imagine how thrilling it is. But you have to receive it. He's not gonna force it on you. If you want to still drive that old beat up run down car with the doors tied up with bell and wire, some of y'all even know what that is. Fender tied up with bell and wire and all that kind of stuff. If you want to keep on driving that and hitting on three cylinders, he'll let you keep on tick tack 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 tick tock cut tack tack down the road. Amen. But if you embrace this life, I said if you embrace this life, you make a decision. I don't care what come. Lord, I'm here to stay. And every time you fall, he'll help you get up. And he'll make you stand. When other people around you say, begin to say, she or he or she, they'll never do nothing. They'll never be nobody. They'll never will come back. And you just stay with it. And I'm telling you, and that let somebody teach you how to pray. You know the secret to success? Let me tell you the secret to success. If you really want to be successful, get in the Word and learn to pray. And when you pray, obey. That's the secret. Just do what he said. And if you miss it, don't condemn yourself. Just get right back at it until you overcome those bad habits that you had before you start praying. And just learn to pray. Learn to pray and obey. Because the Holy Spirit will talk to you if you pray. He'll lead you if you pray and obey. If you read that word, God will talk to you. He'll reveal that word to you. You got help on the inside of you. He's there to reveal to you the truth. Hallelujah. He won't condemn you. He'll help you. And every time you feel so condemned, you're messed up so much, and you come back to him again, you know, like I said many times, I had to overcome that. Ooh, thank God I'm over that. I used to go and I would get on my knees. I felt so condemned. I didn't think God would even talk to me. And so I stay there and just let that lying devil in my flesh just beat me across the head. But one day, the light came on. I saw the truth. I found out the truth. Hallelujah. And I stopped dodging the Lord and I started running to him with everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he helped me. Whatever I am, it's because of him. I don't take no credit for nothing. I just give him the glory. I'm just glad to be a part of the family. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Did I help anybody? Anybody didn't help? Hallelujah. I want to pray a prayer and then y'all can come on. I want to pray a prayer. Father, thank you so much for such great love, because I want to talk about it and I will. Lord, it may be during camp meeting, maybe after, but I want to talk about your love, the agape love versus human love. And we know that human love, Lord, it loves you long as you do what they want you to do. But it's time you go contrary, it'll turn to hate overnight. We've seen that in homes and families, in relationships. But you loved us from the beginning, and you still love us now. Father, there's people in this place tonight. They wreck their lives in so many ways. But I'm asking you for your love, for your grace, and your favor, for your goodness and kindness. Show them tonight that you're not mad at them. You're saying to them tonight, come on, I love you, my child. Father, do tonight in their hearts, in their minds. This thing been said to them, this thing that's been done, and it's trying to block them from receiving. I break the power of it. I won't let it stay. Father, thank you for your penetrating grace, loving favor, powerful Holy Spirit, the work of grace, and the power of the Holy Spirit penetrating those things and destroying the ability to hinder what you want to impart to each one tonight. So in the name of Jesus, I say to every one of them, be gone. Take your hands off of God's people. Take your hands off of God's family. Take your hands off of their lives. Take your hands off of their bodies. Take your hands off of their provision, their finances. Thank you, Lord, for giving them the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Father, Father, for showing them the way of life that you are so richly provided in Christ Jesus. Thank you for people being freed over this, all over this place tonight. The guilt of the past, the guilt up to this moment is gone. A new day has dawned. A new era has begun. A truth has been made known. And grace has provided it. Love has covered it. And I thank you, we won't go without it. Hallelujah. But we will walk in the fullness of it in the last days, Lord. Thank you. We'll see family, broken home, broken dream, broken lives. Broken people, we'll see them coming from every direction. And I thank you these here. I thank you they're healed from head to toe. Their hearts don't ache no more. They're suffering and being tortured and tormented by demon power. Cease tonight in the name of Jesus. And those habits that's crying out and screaming at them and say, you can't leave me. You can't let me go. I'm here to stay. Die, I say in Jesus' name. Die and be no more. You let go of God's property. You let go of that child. You let go of that man. You let go of that woman. You let go of that family. You let go of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, let your peace come. Let your grace that is sufficient, like you told Paul, prevail in their lives tonight. And I thank you for it. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.